We're just learning the Gemara. We're learning the Gemara in Gittin, which is the site of the Dinah principle. We'll finish the Gemara with Over Rashi, and we're going to learn some just the basic shikas of the Rishonim and understanding how the principle works. And then we're going to spend. So that shouldn't take long at all. And then we'll just need an additional day to try, as usual, to try to understand the Rambam. The Rambam Shika is different, so to understand the Rambam. And Bez Hashem, and probably next week, by Tuesday or so, we'll start the Mitzvah Tzitz. We're up to on the Gemara Lamed Vav and Beis. Just finished another line or two of the Gemara. The question that we were left with, the third line of the Gemara, Lama Vavam Abbeis, Mi'ika Mide Mit Miraisel and Misham Tishvis, with Akin Rabban to the Shame. The Gemara's question, how could it be, after hearing that Rabbi tells us that Bismanenu, Shviyas, Shmita, is midrabanan, Shmita's karka, and because Shmita's ksafim is dependent on Shmita's karka, so Shmita's ksafim is a takana midrabanan. The whole institution of Shmita Bismanenu is zeichel Shviyas, is in order to remember Shmita and to have a connection still to Shmita. So Chazal Misakin Shviyas. In that context, Hillel saw that people were not lending money to others because they were afraid of exactly what the Torah said they would be afraid of. That Karvash Nasa Shevash Nasa Shmita, people are not going to want to lend money because Shmita would cancel the debt. So Hillel was Misakin the principle. See what the principle is? We saw the basic line of principle. Come back to Rashi in a few minutes. And so Hillel made a principle so that people would be able to collect the Mal would be able to collect the Chayivus and people would lend money to each other. So the Gemara asks again. Let's just go over this. So we were up to yesterday. We saw the two Tirutzim of Mi'ikad needed the third line along the Vavam Beis. Could there be such a thing that Midaraisa Loy Mishamta? In other words, we're talking about now that Midaraisa, there's no longer any Shmita's Ksafim. That means, since there's no longer any Shmita's Ksafim, so the Loyva is holding on to money that Midaraisa, he must pay back. Shmita does not cancel the debts these days, Midaraisa. So Midaraisa, he must pay back the money. As we learned in Rashi yesterday, he's holding on to money that doesn't belong to him. That's it. Gezel. He's holding on to money that doesn't belong to him. Midaraisa, he has to pay back. There's no Shmita Midaraisa. So how could it be? Mi'ika Mida the Midaraisa, Lo'i Misham Tishviz, V'takin Rabbanan, D'Tishamik. So first, Amar Abaye, Shev Al Ta'aseh. It's a Shev Al Ta'aseh. We're not asking the person, we're not asking anybody to be Oiker, to uproot and undermine a deraisa, but we're just telling the loiva not to fulfill his mitzvah of priyas chayiv, of paying back a chayiv. This is a very difficult teres, but that is the teres of Abai. B'shev al taseh, chacham have the ability, they have the koyach, to tell us not to perform a mitzvah, but to be b'shev al taseh. The same way that they told us not to blow the shofar on Shabbos and not to bench lulav on Shabbos, so they are telling the loiva to be shev v'al taseh, not to fulfill the mitzvah of priyas chayv. The obvious difference is that when it comes to shofar and lulav, you're not affecting another person, you're not mechayv another person. Here, the malva is losing the money. So the fact that you're telling the loiva shev of al taseh is true. He's not doing anything but kum va'aseh, but the malva has a tvias mamon in chayshem mishpat against the loiva to get his money back midaraisa. So Rava says, Rav Amar, and this is the view that is accepted by the Rishonim, Rav Amar, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Rav says the way that this works is through the klal, the principle in halacha of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, that Bezdin was given the power by the Torah to be mafkir, an individual, a person's belongings, a person's moment, his possessions. The Omer of Yitzchak. Where do we see this from? The Omer of Yitzchak, Minayin Shehefke Bezdin Hefke, Shenemar, says in Pasuk, V'chol Asher Lo Yovai, L'shloshes Hayomim, Ka'atzas, Hasorim Vazkenim, whoever does not come for 3 days, whoever does not come for 3 days, this is a Pasuk in Sefer Ezra, V'chol Asher Lo Yovai, L'shloshes Hayomim, Ka'atzas, Hasorim Vazkenim, Yochrom Kol Ruchushai, Yochrom Kol Ruchushai, all of his belongings will be taken away. V'hu yibodel mikahal hagoyla, and he will be separated from the community of the exiles. So from here, Rabbi Yitzchak learns that Bezdin has the right to make such a declaration. Whoever does not come during these 3 days, as the Sarm and the Zakenim instructed, that individual's property and possessions will be made hefker. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Mehocha. Rabbi Eliezer says from a different place, a pasuk in Yehoshua, Eile hanachlois asher nichalu elozah hakoyin v'yeshua binun v'roshe ha'ovois lamatois b'nei Yisrael v'goyrel b'shilai lefne Hashem. The pasuk goes on to say, Pesach Almoid Beichalu Michalek Esaaretz. The Pasuk is talking about the division of the land. And it says that these are the portions of Eretz Yisrael that were divided, were distributed, Elazakon Yeshua Benun, and the Roshei Ha'avais. The Roshei Ha'avais Lamatais Bnei Yisrael. This took place by the leaders of the Jewish people, V'chima Inyan Roshim Eitzel Avos. Why does it say, Roshei, the Roshei Ha'avais. There are Roshim, there are the appointed, or they are the leaders of the Jewish people, and then there are the Avos, they are the fathers of the tribes. Ma'inin Roshim Eitzel Avos. Loimelach, Ma'avos Manchilin Es B'neihem Kol Ma'ashiyetzu. This teaches us that just like fathers have the right to divide their possessions and their land to their children, to their sons as they see fit, as they want. Af roshim manchilin ha'am kol ma sheyetzu. So do the leaders of the people, so does Bezdin have the right, lahanchil, to divide, to decide that this piece of property or this belongs to that person. So do they have the right to do that. So this is the yesod of the din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Let's look at Rashi. That's right. That's what seemed to be the simple pshat. And again, I'm not going to go into the union of Hefker Bezdin Hefker at length. It's a very, very big sugya in Shas. We'll talk about it a little bit. Rav Amar. Look at Rashi, Rav Amar. Rashi, lo'ilam, bein l'rabbanan, depligi ad rabbi. This, according to the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi, v'armi, even those Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi, v'armi, shviz, l'hashmatis, milva, bizman, hazeh, daraisa. Even that view that contends that Shemitah in our times remains a daraisa. V'takin Hillel, deloite shamed, and Hillel came along. How did Hillel come along? Hillel came along and said what? Deloite shamed. Hillel came along and said, deloite shamed. It does not cancel the debts, right? He gives the malva away to get back the money. And bein le rebbe d'amalav deraisa. And also according to Rebbe, who says, Lav Daraisa, that Shemitah Sukkot is not Midaraisa, it's Midarabonin. For Amr Abundant to Tishami. And the Chachamim made a takana to say there's a Shemitah. And Hillel said it's not Mishami. In other words, there are two possibilities. One is that Shemitah's Midaraisa, it cancels the debts. And then Rebbe did what would appear, and then Hillel did what would appear to be a very, very radical thing. Shemitah cancels the debts, and Hillel came along and said, no, it doesn't. Or if we hold the more moderate view, which is the halacha, that Shemitah, like Rebbe, that Shemitah b'zman says what? Is midrabanan. They were misakin Shemitah's k'safim chazal. Midrashim have. Chazal were misakin Shemitah's k'safim. And then Hillel came and said, and suspended that takana because of the problem, the practical problem. Either way, loy tikshe dover. It's not a kasha. From where did Hillel, how did Hillel have the authority to either make a takanas prusel to what would appear to be to uproot a daraisa or to go against the takanas chazal of shviyas bizman hazeh? From where did Hillel take such kaiches? So benkach or benkach loy tikshe dover. It's not a kasha. The Vidovah Shabamamain Ain Kan Akiris Dov Mahatira Vimokim Siag Vigether. When it comes to a Dovah Shabamamin, when it comes to a Shaila, a Din in Dini Maminis, in the Halachas of Chayshim Mishpat, it is not an Akiris Dov Mahatira. It is the Bezdin is not in violation, or Hillel by making that Takana. That Takanas Bezin is not in violation of a Din Deraisa. He's not oikir something from the Torah. B'mokum, why? He says, Ein kan akiris dover min haTorah, b'mokum siag v'gedar. In a situation where the Chachamim saw that it was necessary to create a siag, a gedar, to create a siag or get to strengthen Klai Yisrael, or in a particular situation where that situation demanded a particular course of action on the part of Bezdin. Why? The Hefker Bezdin B'momen Hefker. Because Bezdin has the authority by the Torah of Hefker Bezdin Hefker to determine what could be taken from one person, what belongs to another person. Yachram kol ruchushay v'anshik nesak doylaksiv ma'inin reishim etzel aviz havla lemichta v'reishay hamatais, should say v'reishay hamatais, why does it say ha'aviz? So from there the Gemara learns out that the same way that a father, aviz, a manchil, are able to decide how to distribute their things, divide their things to the children, so to or the Roshim, so to the Bezdin. Havelei lamichtav, Roshim kol mashi yitzu, mechalek nechosav al piv. That they have the right to be mechalek, to divide the nechosim, according to their decision to divide the nechosim. Yeah. Let's go back to, we didn't see Rashi at the beginning. Let's go back to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So again, the Gemara says, Hillel, Hiskin Prusbel, Tanan Hasam, Prusbel, Enem Shamed, Ze'echem and Advarm, Shiskin Hillel Azokin, Shirozom, Shinimlim Lahalveis. Everybody have the Gemara? That Hillel saw that the people were not lending money to each other, Shinimlim Lahalveis, Ze'eze, V'ovro, Amashakosa, Betor, Yishom, Lachapen Yedover, and Lebelovov, Chabliel, Omed Hiskin Prusbel. So Hillel was misaking the Prusbel, the Zehu Gufa shall Prusbel, Mesran Lechem, Plani Dayanim, Shemokim, Plani Shekol Chayv, Sheesh Leitza, Plani Shekvena Kolzman, Sheerza. That's the basic Prusbel. Rashi says, Eina Mishamik, Mach Shekosa Prusbel, Eina Mishamik Chayv B'Shviz. Once there's a Prusbel, then the debt is not cancelled. Mesrani Lechem, the basic Nusach of the Prusbel is Mesrani Lechem. I give this over to you. As shtaraisa, what's he giving over? The malva comes and says to the bezin, any malva in the world comes to the local bezin and says, Meisrani lechem, I submit this to you, I give this to you, dayanim, judges, so and so. So what does that mean, Meisrani lechem? Es shtaraisai, sh'atem tiyu noisim. I am giving to you my shtaros. Now, we never saw anybody do that. I'm giving to you the shtaros that I have, the proof that I have, the documentation, that these are my loivim, these are the people who I lent money to. I'm giving you my shtaros. So, it would sound like the basic prosbul would require, or you want to say the best prosbul would be, that the malva actually comes to Bezin with his shtaris, and he gives his shtaris to Bezin. He gives the shtaris to Bezin. Meshvanu lechem eshteresai sha'atem tiyu noisim. You will be the ones who exert pressure on the loiva. You are going to be the ones who go after the loiva, not me. Now we're going to see, how does this work? Mesrani lechem, I'm giving you eshteres like to you noisim va'ani le'egais. So I'm not going to, the Torah says le'sigais, that we're not allowed to go after the loiva. I'm not going to go after the loiva. So I'm giving my eshteres to you, to the bezin, and you take care of it. Rashi says, further ahead it's going to be explained, that the Bezdin has this kayach, lafkia mamayn shalzeh, to take the money away from one person, in this case, to take the money away from the loiva, v'litein lezeh, and give it to this person, the malva, v'mokim shiyesh siyag v'takona, where they felt it's important because of a siyag and a takona. V'hiskin, Hillel, deloy teshamit v'oka davim and atayru. That was the Gemara's question. How could Hillel be oikir adav men ha-Torah? How could it be? So the Gemara answers that Hillel was working according to Rebbe, that holds that there's no deraisa anymore of Shemitah, therefore Hillel is not being oikir any deraisa, because it's b'shvi'is b'zman hazeh. V'Hillel k'Rebbe svirulei. The Gemara is explaining here that Hillel's k'Rebbe svirulei, even though we saw now at the end of the sugya that it's possible that even if Shemitah is deraisa, there could be a takanas prosbul if you're operating within the confines of the din of Hefke, Bezin, Hefke. So even according to the Chacham, who argue with Rebbe, who disagree with Rebbe, and hold that Shemitah is Midaraisa. But the Gemara here says that Hillel is following the view of Rebbe, Hillel Kirebi Svirulai, Doma Shviyis Lahashmotas Milvo Bizman Hazet Dirabonenhu, that who holds that the whole Inyan of Shemitah's Ksafim nowadays is a Dirabonen, it's not a Deraisa. I mentioned this yesterday. Even though Hillel was alive, when he was Masakan the Prozbul, the Bayis Sheni was still in existence. Nevertheless, Abaye explains that even though at that time of Hillel, the Bayis Sheni was still standing, but Yovel can no longer be observed, because Yeshveh, the majority of Jews, were no longer living in Eretz Yisrael. And since Yovel was not Noyeg, we learned that Shemitah should be a Deraisa, depends upon Yovel being in effect. Therefore, these are sources that indicate that Shemitah, in order for Shemitah to be Midaraisa, Yovel must be kept. So also in Gittin Yerushalmi, Minayin She'ena Shemitah Nehegas El Bezman She'yelonoig, Shneema Bezed Devar HaShemitah Shamayit. Acha Shemitah Yovel, Acha Shemitah Shviyis, which we saw yesterday, it's brought down in the Sifri. Shemitah Shamayit, it says twice, Zedva Shmita Shamait, that Shmita depends on the other Shamait, which is Yovel. On the first kind of easy, the Shvi is Noigiv is man, Shain Yovel Noigiv, Oimer, Ani, Shahum, Machlaikis. This is a Machlaikis, whether or not Shmita depends on Yovel, we Paskin, we, meaning most of Yishonim, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that Shmita b'zmanenu is a drabanan, and in fact it depends on Yovel. So because Shmita is drabanan, and Shmita's ksofen depends on Shmita's karka of the land, therefore Hillel was able to be misakein. So even though midaraisa you'll be allowed, the Shmita is not mishamet, but Hillel was misakein the institution of Prozbul to collect the money. B'zman she'iyata mishamet karka, k'goin achshav shabot l'kadushas aretz. Now when we no longer have midaraisa Shmita's karkos, and but the kedushas aris as far as hilchos shmita are concerned. So because of that, bezman she'iyata mesharim hakarka, iyata mesharim k'sofim. So when there's no shmita's karka, there's no shmita's k'sofim. Rashi says, va'af api shahashmatas k'sofim chayves hagufhi. Right, we spoke about that yesterday. Even though you would say offhand, why does shmita's k'sofim depend on shmita's karka? Shmita's karka is a halacha. It's a mitzvah tli baris. Shmita's ksofim is chayvus aguf. It's a din on the person. It does not do the Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, it's in chutz laretz also. So yet the mishnah says va'af. So Rashi explains va'af al pi shashmata's ksofim chayvus agufi. That's true. Ve'ena tli baris, and it does not tli on Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah tli baris. Chayvus aguf. So why does it depend upon shmita's karka? The answer is yalfinan. Behekesha de Leinahoga. It's learned out, Rebbe learns it out from this Hekesh, that it's, that the two of them are linked. Shmita's Ksofim depends on Shmita's Karka, so Shmita's Karka is no longer Midaraisa, so Shmita's Ksofim is also not a Deraisa, it's a Takonas Chazal. Now, what is the meaning of Maisrani Lochem? Rashi said, I give over to you the Bezna, I give over my shtaris to you. We don't see anybody doing that. We don't see anybody giving shtaris. We just see a person coming with a piece of paper or sending a piece of paper in the mail to the Bezna. It says Maisrani Lochem, by the way, according to the Rambam, it could be a Dvarim Bilvad, and many posts can pass in this way, that even if you can't say it with the paper, you could say it Baal Peh. The David, even if there wasn't a bezin, and you just said it to yourself, it works. It's not. That's not what one should do. It should be done with the bezin. But what is the meaning of Masmani Lechem when we don't see that there is a Mesiris Hashtaris? And what and how does that work, Masmani Lechem, to take away what Rashi says that in effect what the person is saying is, you're going to be the ones that are going to be the Naiksim. I can't be Naiges, because the Torah says, Laisi Geis. I'm not allowed to put pressure. I can't go after the Loiva. I'm not allowed to go after the Loiva. So Hul's Masakin, that the Malva does not go over the Loiva. The Malva does not go after the Loiva. He gives his papers, that's what Rashi explains, he gives his papers to Bezim, and he says to the Bezim, Atem Tiyu HaNaiksim. You go after the guy. You go after the guy. Of course, nowadays the bezin doesn't know the name of any guy. It's not the name of a loiver is not written on the paper. It doesn't know who are these guys, who are the loiver, and the only person to go after them is the malva. The malva is the one that goes after them. So, how does this work? So we need to understand the basis of hefker bezin hefker, and what does it mean? Maisvani lechem? So first, what you have on the paper that you got now is, in the Gemara's that Oiz Vahada has been printing the past few years, these unbelievable Gemara's that would have been nice to have growing up, but it's never too late. The Masifta Gemara's, so there are extensive notes on the bottom. If they're going through different Makaris, it was, and then just coming back and doing it and looking at it in the Masifta, it's clear this would be the fastest and clearest way to do it. Because again, I don't want to spend a long time on this Inyan, just another few days, and to go back to the Mahalach where we are in the Seder, the Sefer Mitzvahs. But at least But we should know the basics of Shemitah's Ksafim and Prozbo. And the Masifta does, as always, a magnificent job. This is really the short version of what the Masifta has. In the back of the Gemara, there's a much longer piece, a long piece that I went through on the whole mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim, the Eitzer Inyanim, the back. There are four chalakim on Gittin. And in the back, there are that are dealt with at length, and there's a long piece on the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim where he goes into it in much greater detail. But here on the actual Gemara, there's more of a summary of what's explained at length in the Iyunim. So we'll do Chaf He, Chaf Ches, and then on the bottom you see that there's a Zayin. So Chaf He. Chaf He is going on the Rashi that we just learned. Rashi that we just learned, Maisrani Lochem. Right? That Rashi says that I give you the Bezdin Maishtaris, you will be the Naisim, and I'm not going to be Naiges, and Rashi tells us that this is because up ahead we have the din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Kakos of Rashi, the Kahu Berashi Le'el, the Chain Kosov Harash in Peya, Avalat Toisvis, Meseches Makis, Ramban, Varan, Varitva, Hikshulav, Mimishne, Meseches Shvius. All of these Rishonim have a problem with Rashi. From the Mishnah in Shvius, Shom Nemar, Hamalva al Hamashkin va Moises de Reisev Lebesden, Enon Mishamtin. The Mishnah in Shvius is speaking about the original din of Shemitah's Ksafim Midaraisa. And it's not talking about in the post-Prusbel period. It's talking about when everything is okay, and we're all in Eretz Yisrael, and we have Shemitah's Ksafim Midaraisa. And the Mishnah is telling us that even at the time when we have everything the way it should be, as Shemitah's Ksafim, all the debts are cancelled Midaraisa, there are exceptions to the din. There are certain times when situations where the Malva could still potentially get his money back and the Shemitah is not Meshamet, even Midaraisa. And two instances like that, we're not going to go into the Inyan of Hamalva al Hamashkein, where there's a Mashkein that's involved, where there's some collateral that was, is that the word, a security that was left in the hands of the Malva. We're going to come back to that, but not right now. What that means that there's already some type of payment that's already there, or something in lieu of the payment in the form of a security that the Malva is holding on to. What's more important for us right now is the second thing. He says Hamalva al Hamashkein, the Hamoiser Shtaroisev Lebesdin. This is before there was ever such a thing as Prozbul. This is in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shviz. It's before Hillel was born. So the Mishnah in Shviz says that Mideraisa, a person who's Moiser Shtaroisev Lebesdin, ain't a Mishamtin. If you give over your shtaris, your papers, you give over your documents to Bezdin. So the Mishnah says, Einan Mishamtin, that those shtaris, those halvos, loans, where you give the papers over to Bezdin, Amoisah shtaris of Bezdin, Einan Mishamtin, those are exempt from Shemitah Midaraisa. Those are not affected by Shemitah Midaraisa. So what problem do all these Rishonim have with the explanation of Rashi? Rashi is telling us that the underlying yesod of Prozbul is Mesiras Shtaris Mesrani Lachem, giving over the Shtaris to Bezdin. That's how Prozbul works. So what do these Rishonim have a problem with? That you need a takana of Hillel Hazaken to say that Mesiras Hashtaris, you can get back your money when you gave over the Hashtaris to Bezdin? That's a deraisa. That's a Mishnah and Shviz. The Mishnah and Shviz says a Moisish deraisa of the Bezdin. Anybody could do that before there was a Hillel. Even in the old days when there was when the Beis Hamikdash and Yovel and everything is deraisa, if you wanted to, you were allowed to give the shtaris to Bezdin. I'm not being derogatory. You give the stars to Bezdin, and Bezdin was allowed. Why Bezdin can do that, we didn't talk about yet. We didn't get to it. Okay, Hefka Bezdin, we didn't get to it. But you were allowed to do that. You were allowed to do that even when Shemitah was in place, when it was a deraisa. Uba Mishnah Sha'acha Kach Neva, Pruzbul Eina Mishame. Umuchach She Pruzbul, Umoisish Deraisa LeBezdin, Eina Mdavecha. The Rishonim point out that afterwards, Pruzbul, when the Mishnah says afterwards, Pruzbul Eina Mishamet, that the Pruzbul is Eina Mishamet, so it's Muchach She Pruzbul Umoisish Deraisa LeBezdin, Eina Mdavecha. It sounds like they're two different things. In other words, first, the Mishnah says that a mavel amashka moisish teres of lebesin is ainu mishamit. The Mishnah is telling us exceptions. That if you're moisish teres of lebesin, it's ainu mishamit. That's midaraisa. And also, then later on, hillel is misakin prusbul, and it's not mishamit. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, then it's not mishamit. It doesn't cancel the debts. So it sounds like from the Mishnah that moisish teres of and prusbul are two separate things. It's not the same thing. That's why the Mishnah gives two things. Moisish teres of lebesin, and then afterwards, ainu mishamit, aleph, beis, prusbul is ainu mishamit. So it sounds like they're two different things. Rashi, on the other hand, seems to be telling us that what is prusbul? Prusbul is moisish teres of lebesin. So that's what these Rishonim are troubled by. HaTaisis heviyu drasha shel ha-sifri. Taisis brings drasha of the sifri. Imena nilmad shemesiris teres lebesin. Ma'ila mehatayra, shachayv lo yishamet. Tosis brings the sifri that mesiris staris. If you give the staris to Bezdin, it works mehatayra, shachayv lo yishamet. As I just explained, it works midaraisa. So that would be mesiris and staris would have worked from the beginning of Shemitah, from the beginning when it was still midaraisa. What does the sifri say? That what you want to go after your brother, the outstanding debts that you want to try to collect from your brother, you have to be mishamet. You have to let go of those. But loy shalachicha biyadecha. The Sifri says this does not include those debts that you already have in your hands. Some manner or some recourse of being repaid, such as what hamav al hamashkay, where you have a security, right, already in your hands. And the second thing is what mikan omer hamav is chaver al hamash or moisish teres lebesdin. What the Sifri is saying, the Sifri is Tosis brings the Sifri. It says the pasuk v'asheyilacha esachicha t'shamei yodcha. That means that when your brother, the Leiva, has the money, you have nothing. And the only recourse you have is what? To go after the guy. To shamet yodcha. Don't do that. He has the money. The only thing you do is to go after the guy. The Torah comes along and says, Shemitah. Can't do that. So the Sifrid learns, V'loy shlachicha biyadacha. This is excluding a situation or situations where you already have something from your brother, the Leiva, in your possession as a means, or you have recourse to already get back the money. What's that? That's Hamava Alamashkar, when you already have a piece of the Leiva, so to speak, in your house. Or you have another thing which is not going after the guy, you have another way of collecting, which is also a piece of the Leiva, so to speak, in your possession, which is Hamoisish Teres of Lebesdin. Mikan Omru, Hamalvis Chaver al Hamashkain, Hamoisish Teres of Lebesdin, Ein Mishamtin. So Tosis brings this Sifri. The Hamoisish Teres of Lebesdin is a separate din that works even from the Torah, that you're able to give the Shtaris to Bezdin, even in the old days, and it's not Mishamit. And you can collect, or the Bezdin will collect for you, And this would seem to be also something that's independent of Prozbul. Prozbul is a later thing that Hillel can't even misaken. So what is the difference between Maaseh Shtareisa of Lebesdin and Prozbul? What's the difference? What does that mean? Rashi seems to be saying Mishran Lachem is Mesiris Hashtaris. These Rishonim are saying, how could that be? They're two separate things in the Mishnah. Mesiris Hashtaris works even with Daraisa. You're always able to do that. So what did Hillel do? And even more importantly, why did Hillel have to make a Prozbul? What was it necessary? Let everybody go. Let everybody go and give the Shtaris. Either that or you could be Mavel a Mashkim. All right, you didn't have a Mashkim. So let everybody go now after the fact and bring the Shtaris to Bezna and live happily ever after. So what was... So why were people afraid to lend money? Right? Roy Hillel saw that people were not lending money because they were afraid. Shemitah is going to be Meshamit Midravon. They were afraid of Shemitah because it was Takanas Chazal to keep Shemitah. So Shemitah is going to be Meshamit. People were not lending money. So Amad Hillel, V'hiskin Prozbul. Masrami Lachem. So he made a Prozbul. So what are you afraid of? Even when it was a Deraisa, there's nothing to be afraid of. If you got stuck in that situation, you got a lover that's not paying back, to ready Shemitah, or you were worried about how am I going to lend money to this guy next year Shemitah, I'll never see the money. So Teretz is, be careful with your papers, and give the Shtaris, go to the nearest Bezna, give the Shtaris to the Bezna, give the Shtaris to the Bezna. So what was Hillel nervous about? And what did he accomplish with Prozbul? If it's all Mesiris Hashtaris, you could always do that. And the Mechlah, what was he afraid of? What was wrong? Any Malva, you could say, could give his Shtaris to Bezna, even when it was a Deraisa, and he'd be able to collect. There was a way for Malva always to get his money back. That's what it sounds like. At any point in history, a Malva could get his money back by taking his papers, going over with a manila envelope, putting it to the Bezdin and saying, Masrayim Lechem Arbaisai, I'm giving you all these papers, you take care of it. So what's Prozbul Masakin? What's Hil Masakin? Umavar HaMalbim, you have the place? Yeah? So that's the drush of the Sifri. V'ashiyeh l'cha z'achicha t'shamad yadcha, v'loy sh'l'achicha b'yadecha. V'kan omru ha'malve eschaveira ala mashkoin u'moyse shtereisav lebezden ein misham. And the Malbim explains this drasha, umavor ha'malbim, she'perusho chayv, the meaning of the Sifri is, chayv sh'ata tovei oisai mi'achicha, a chayv, only a chayv, a debt, that you, the Malva, you're trying to get back from your brother, from the other Jew, where the entire amount is by him, by the Laiva. That's the din of Shemitah Sechsofim. You have to remove your hand from that. You have to relinquish that. In a situation where the Chayv is by the guy, by the Laiva, where all the money is by the Laiva. V'hini kashayesh l'malva mashkin me'halaiva. The Malbim explains. But when the Malva has a security that he's holding on to in lieu of this loan, he has a security from the Laiva. Shivui HaMashkan She'etzloi, that value of the Mashkan, the worth of the Mashkan that's sitting in his hands, Nechshav Kila Kvar Loi Nimtza Esachicha. It's as if it's the loan or the debt is not anymore entirely by your brother, by the Laiva. Klaimer Eitzel Achicha. Elohu kvar kegovui etzlecha. It's as if it's already been paid, the debt has been paid, because you have a security. You're holding on to this guy's car, or whatever it is. It's as if it's already been paid. So, because it's already as if it's been paid, so there's no din of teshamet yodcha. So this is beferish in the Mishnah, and in the Sifri. So that's as far as Bimava Lamashkain. Ulagabi Moshe Shtaris of Lebezdin. It's the same principle. A person who gives the Shtaris to Bezdin, Mazbi Harambam, Shalay Miskaima Posik Vashe Yilacha Sachicha. Why? Shemash Musl Shata Taveya Esachicha, Sha'ata Taveya Esachicha. When the Posik says Vashe Yilacha Esachicha, it means that you go after the other Jew. The Malva goes after the guy. You go after the guy. Asher yilecha zachicha. Shemash Musa she'ata teves achicha. Vibnei she'me'ata bezden taiv ma'isai. Alachain enem mishanet. But if you're not going after the guy, if you're not going after the guy, but the bezden goes after the guy, enem mishanet. Then it's not mishanet. Then the debt is not canceled if the bezden goes after. Because with Taisus, Lefi Rashi, Drasha Zu, and Elas Machta. So Taisus says, what does Rashi do with this Drasha? What does Rashi do with this? Because Rashi says that we're talking about, that the basis of the Takana of Prozbul is Mesiris Ashtaris. So you could say that Rashi, what does Rashi do? You could say with the Drasha of the Sifri, he holds this in Elas Machta, that was this Pasuk that we just learned, Vashe Yilacha is Achicha, that excludes what? Amaval Hamashkin, Amaisish Daisal Lebezin. So you could say, Taisa says that Rashi must hold that the Drosh is Nasmachta. But it's hard because there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah excludes Amaisish Daisal Lebezin, Amaval Hamashkin. If it was a Drosh, maybe you could say that Rashi holds it's Nasmachta, it's not a Deraisa. But the Mishnah, so unless you say that Rashi learns that the Din in the Mishnah is a Drabonin, it's not a Deraisa. Lamaisa, mysterious stars niskana, al yidei hillel v'zer prosbui. So Tosfos says Rashi must hold that the entire drasha of the Sifri is not a midaraisa. The Mishnah, when it says mysterious, when it excludes amalva ba'alpe alamashkan rather, and Moshe Shteres of the Bezin says Shmita is not mishametas. Rashi must hold that the drasha from the Sifri is not really a midaraisa, and this din of the Mishnah is what? It's a drabanan. And that in fact is identical or is the same, it's the same thing as Prozbul. Why does the Mishnah have it as two separate things? Why does the Mishnah say, Hamavel Amashka and Emaisa Shais of the Bezdin, Eina Mishamet? Prozbul Eina Mishamet? That's a good question. But Tosfos has in Rashi. But Tosfos says that Rashi must hold that the Drosh is an Asmachta. Really, this dinner being Emaisa Shais of the Bezdin, that it's not Mishamet, it's a Drabonim, and that's the basis of Hillel's Takana, Mesiris Ashtaris. That's how it works. You go and you do Mesiris Ashtaris of the Bezin. That's the Takana of Hillel. That a person goes to the Bezin and he says, Mesiris Lechem. That's what Rashi holds. Mesiris Lechem. Here are my Ashtaris. The Tosfos himself, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, They have a problem with this. They understood that the simple pshat is that Hamaisa Shtaris Levezdin works Midereisa. And it's a separate thing. It's not the same thing as Prozbul. That's the problem that they have with Rashi.
Even according to my Srani that I gave it, so there's still something less.
Right, so we're going to see, that's how the Achronim explain Rashi. There was a change that took, there's something different, it's not the same exact thing. That could be the difference. Walking around with a manila envelope and bringing it over to the Bezin, or being able to say, Maishrani Lachem, without naming any liver, Kolzman, Egvena Kolzman She'etza, there's still a difference. And the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achrayinim focus on that difference in Rashi. No.
He could
add and
realize, oh, that person,
I mean,
I didn't even think of it.
Right, doesn't have to remember. Even if he doesn't remember. He remembers afterwards. Which that's not the way it works with my shtar. So yeah, I come with the shtar and I give the shtar. So we feel, like Miyama just said, we feel that Rashi, that it's something much, much different. I mean, it might be, it's the same concept. The concept of Mesrani Lachem, but it's not the same thing as coming with papers to Bezin and saying Mesrani Lachem either Baal Peh or just writing the Sanchem without even knowing who the Leiva, what Leiva, remembering that there's all of us.
So by Prozbul, the Malva could be egos.
Right? The Malva, by Prozbul, the Malva what?
He can put pressure. He goes after himself. Right, but I'm saying it seems like by the
right.
Mishnah that it's
seems,
not.
It seems like in the Mishnah that Bezna would actually have to have people who are the points, and that these people, that's what it would sound like. If you just read the Mishnah and learn it be there, it would sound like that Bezna has, because Rashi says, I'm not going, Bezna will go. It sounds like Bezdin would send out officials. Could you imagine? Bezdin would go and after all these people to get the money. But the guy himself is not allowed to go. But with the Prusbel, of course, you go after the guy yourself. You go after him yourself. You can take him to Bezdin, you go after him yourself. Just because you made, since you took care of the Prusbel, you're allowed to go after him. So there's no question there's a difference. But Rashi still says this is, that it's based upon, I'm giving you the shtosh atem to you noiksim vanilei egois. And he's explaining what Prusbel is. And Lemaisa, Avias is right, that we are noigeis these days. We are going after. So it still must function on the basis of this idea. It's kigovli. It's as if it's already been paid. Once it's in the hands of Bezdin, it's as if the loiv has already given something over. How? Okay, Hefker Bezdin. Hefker, we'll see. Okay, I'll just say we'll continue with the Maharsha and the Maram Shif this Shalom Monday.